99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. The Midwest slammed by a midwinter storm with frostbite warnings in Iowa affecting campaigning for Monday's Republican caucus. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has been talking to candidate Ron DeSantis on the freezing campaign trail.
Governor, if you get a voter on the phone who says, all this snow, low temperatures, why on earth should I come out on Monday night to caucus for you? What's your answer?
You're never going to have an opportunity to have your vote count more. Pack more of a punch than on Monday night.
Weather is forcing Republican contenders to adapt. DeSantis canceled a series of events. So did Nikki Haley, who turned hers into telephone town halls.
I am so sorry that we couldn't be in Fort Dodge.
CBS forecaster David Parkinson says the portents are pretty chilly for tomorrow's NFL game between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
At Highmark Stadium on Sunday, you've got lake effect snow, you've got winds gusting at times to 45 miles an hour, and you have brutally cold temperatures. So all in all, it's probably one of the most difficult football games anyone has played in a long time. Even though your air temperature is in the 20s, it will feel close to 0 degrees.
So the Bills are appealing to people power to save tomorrow's game. Reporter Dylan Morello has that.
The Bills took to X Friday, requesting additional snow shovelers starting at 10 p.m. Saturday night, with volunteers receiving $20 per hour and complimentary food. Just one of many steps to get the stadium ready.
Anything we move from the stadium stands down to the field has to be removed. Once the tarp is off and the snow is removed off the field, any additional snow that might fall before kickoff, you know, we may decide to use the tractors and the brushes, you know, get that snow off like we've done in the past.
The U.S. struck more targets in Yemen overnight, hitting the Houthi rebels who've been attacking Western shipping in the Red Sea. Here's the BBC's Hugo Bachego.
This is a much smaller attack, a much more targeted attack that has been carried out by the Americans. There hasn't been official confirmation about the location hit. They say that radar that was being used by the Houthis was the target, and there have been reports the capital Sana'a was hit, but this hasn't been officially confirmed.
Taiwan's ruling party has just won an unprecedented third term. CBS's Liz Palmer says the three main parties clashed on most issues except one.
All the main parties support expanding Taiwan's military with billions in U.S. help to deter a Chinese invasion. But war is a very real risk.
And Chinese President Xi Jinping has just repeated his claim that Taiwan belongs to China and the two will eventually be reunited. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN.
Air pollution and extreme weather events fueled by climate change. And state health officials say Latinos are the fastest growing racial and ethnic population in Wisconsin. According to the Pew Research Center, 71% of Latino adults around the country say climate change already affects their local community. To promote what she calls a just transition towards a climate-friendly economy for all people, Munoz says the report includes a toolkit and policy recommendations to help communities better preserve their Latino heritage.
One of the ways it's joining groups and forces to really protect our lands and prevent that from expanding, to prevent further loss.